Some people you never forget. That includes Penny Cooper, the ugliest girl in the ninth grade. And I don't like to call people ugly. But anyway, prom day was coming, and no one had asked Penny Cooper. And I didn't think that was right. So I walked right up to her, looked her in her wandering eye. And I said, Penny Cooper, would you be my date for the prom? She thought for a second and said, please, with those ears. I mean, do you think I would be caught dead with Dumbo? That's when I learned a valuable lesson that day. That if I'm gonna be insulted, I'd rather be insulted by a tall Nubian princess than old buck-tooth, bearded Penny Cooper. So Penny, if you're out there, I'm just wondering, did you shave the hair off your back yet?
Saving all these old Playboys and Player magazines?
Hmm? Oh, no, no. Those are not mine. They was here when I moved in, babe. Hey, girl, what do I need with some paper women when I got a real live flesh and blood fantasy right here? And you all mine, girl.
Oh, baby, that's so sweet.
Yeah, right.
I'm throwing them out.
I got more in the car. I'm just playing. Just playing. Yo,
what's up, man?
What's up? I thought we was gonna play some ball.
Oh, no, no, I can't today. You know, there's an emergency at the airport. All the janitors have to report in.
Was there an accident?
Sure, I'll say. 251 people on a plane from Mexico City. They had some bad chili. You know, then they hit an air pocket, boom, beans everywhere.
So, Martin, what do you say, man? We gonna shoot some hoop today, or are you still working on your show?
Oh, I'm with that. But yo, you gotta listen to the show today. Guess who I'm interviewing? Keith Washington.
Keith? You're interviewing Keith? Why didn't you tell me? Keith?
You know what? You women kill me. A brother sings a love song, you all think he's singing to you personally, and then you start calling him by his first name.
No, Keith and I grew up together. We sang in the same church choir. We even went out for a little while. I can't believe you didn't call me.
Whoa, 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 babe. What's a while?
I don't know, about 3 months or so.
3 months? Why didn't you tell me about them?
Because, Martin, I think it's tacky bringing up old relationships. Plus, it just makes the other person feel uncomfortable.
Psst, uncomfortable? Who's uncomfortable? And who's Keith Washington anyway? A good-looking rich brother that can see?
Well, he ain't no chubby checker.
Oh, isn't there some stank airplane somewhere with your name on it?
Don't worry, baby. You have nothing to be jealous of. You're my one and only. You know that.
Jealous? Nah. If anybody's jealous, it's you.
I'm jealous?
That's right.
Of what, Martin?
Of all the women I didn't tell you about.
Oh, really? Like who?
I'm not gonna tell you, Gina. That's tacky.
Well, you don't have to because they keep calling in.
Whatever. Look, babe. So, will I see you at your party tonight?
You know you will. You looking all good. You go, boy. Never mind. I'll see you there. Hey, why don't you guys stop by? I'm having a party for some out-of-town clients.
All right, cool.
All right, see you later.
Hey, tell Pam I said.
Okay, Cole.
Yeah.
All right, baby.
Bye.
Yo, Keith Washington, that's some serious competition, man.
Nah. I'm sure nothing happened between them. You heard what she said. They only dated, 3 months.
What y'all laughing at, man?
I don't know about you, right, but if she was my woman, by 3 months, she'd have had my baby.
Hey, I'm sure they was just friends, all right?
Yeah, right. Look, man, I don't have any girls for friends, all right?
Cole, you don't have any men for friends.
Hold on, Tommy. Why you always gotta dog me, Tommy? Why you gotta dog me? Why can't one you just dog Martin?
Because Martin has a talk show and a steady girlfriend.
So?
So there's no material. Now you, on the other hand, vacuum vomit off the ceiling of airplanes. And you live with your mama. What are we supposed to do?
I see your point.
I mean, it's just nothing personal.
Okay, I'm sorry, I brought it up. You know, you're right.
Cool.
Oh, man, give me love.
All right, come on, Mike, give me love.
Nah, y'all go ahead, man. Thinking about something right now.
Well, damn, this is serious.
What's up?
What up? This is Sean McDermott, the radio hermit. Talk to me, Detroit. Wah-ha! Yo, Sean, man. I think you are a really dynamic radio engineer. Oh, get out of here. Well, thanks, man. Yeah, but why is it that your boss be dogging you all the time?
Well, That's because he's a stupid idiot.
What's up?
Sean?
Yeah?
I am a very beautiful woman, Sean.
Oh. Huh.
And right now I'm wearing pink lipstick.
Hmm.
White fishnet stockings. And pumps.
Oh, wow. So, what is it you want?
I want you to get up out of my chair, Sean.
I was just checking to make sure that it was working, and yep, it's all just fine.
Sean, you, there's places you can go for that, man.
Sean, you've been using too much paper in the men's room. Man, I'm watching you.
What?
Did you buy those CDs?
Yeah, I got them right here, boss.
Well, spread them around, Sean. I want this dump looking like a respected top 40 station, man.
Whoa, boss, man. Is this another one of your scams? Is that how you got me to interview with Keith Washington, man?
Okay, Martin, so I lied about the station's ratings and the format. He'll never know, Martin. One thing I know about these singers, man, they're not too bright. Look, Martin, if somebody didn't write down their lyrics for them, they'd be singing instrumentals. Think about that, Martin.
And you ready for the interview, man?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready for him. I got lots of questions for him.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Keith Washington.
Keith. My main man. Welcome to WZUP, where we are all music all the time, man.
Really? I was listening to the station on my ride over, and all I heard was talk.
Well, welcome to WZUP, where we are mostly music some of the time. And here's our all-talking, all-singing DJ, Martin Payne.
Hey.
Sup?
Martin, I'm going to go outside and check on my toiletries.
Martin, it's nice to meet you.
Who you doing, man? I mean, how you doing?
Doing good. So, what you want to talk about?
Why, is there something special you want to tell me?
No, not particularly.
Well, since you're from Detroit, I thought we'd talk about your musical roots here. You know, who you listen to, who you sang with, old girlfriends you never got over, stuff like that.
Oh. Hey, Martin, you're on in 5, 4, 3, 2.
What up? Yo, this is the insane, profane Martin Payne kicking it with my special guest, Keith Washington. What up?
I'm so glad to be on the show, man.
Keith is in town to promote his album, but what I'm sure all your fans want to know is, when will you be leaving, man?
Tomorrow morning.
Oh, man, maybe you better leave right after the show. I mean, you know how crowded those airports can get, right?
Yeah, I think about that. Can we talk about my album?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Let's talk about your album. I'm especially interested in knowing how do you come up with the material for some of your songs. But I'm especially interested in three songs. Baby, I'm Back. Begin Again. And That Man Will Never Love You the Way I Loved You. Who are you talking about, Keith?
Every woman that I've loved and lost. You know, I've never gotten over any of them.
You pretty boys are so smooth, huh? I bet women just always fall all over you, brothers. Especially women in church choirs, huh?
What? Why are you talking about women in church choirs?
I'm not, but since you brought it up, let's talk about women in church choirs. Huh? There are some good, sweet, wholesome girls in those church choirs. Ever sleep with any, Key?
What? No, I don't get physically involved with any woman unless there's a real relationship.
And how long does it take for you to develop this real relationship? Is it 1 month, 2 months, 2.5, 2 and 3 weeks? What?
Look, I don't have any hard rules.
Ah, ballpark figure.
I don't know. 2 months.
2 months? So by 3 months, you've already... We got a break for commercial. We got a break for commercial.
Man, what kind of interview is this?
Hey, man, I'm just asking the questions people want to know. Why, you got something to hide? Something from your past, man?
What? No. But you did stir up some memories. I remember there was one fine sister in my church choir. I mean, she had lips, hips, she had all of that, pal. And I promised myself, one day I'm gonna come back for her. Yeah, I got to find her. Thanks.
Hey, Gina.
Hey.
What's up, man? How
you doing?
Nice party. Where's the beer keg?
We don't have one, Cole.
Okay, well, no problem. I'll take care of that. Excuse me, everybody. Yo, check this out. I'm going for a beer run. All right, and yeah.
What are you doing, man? It's not that kind of party.
For free.
Sorry about that. He's not too well. You look nice. Have a nice evening, okay? Hey, Martin, what's up, man?
Just dealing with some heavy stuff right now, Tommy, you know? But, I'm cool.
Really? Well, what's up, man?
I found out Gina and Keith had a serious relationship, man.
What are you talking about?
He wants her back. I think Gina's gonna go for it.
Martin, brother, look. There is nothing going on, okay? It's all in the past. Just leave it alone.
Oh, yeah. On the radio today, he practically admitted that Gina was his love slave.
Martin, I heard the show today. He didn't say that at all.
Man, shut up, Tommy. Look, the man's got the fever, all right? He's practically on fire, all right? And he admitted that he was going to look Gina up, man. Do you know what that means, Tommy?
What?
Damn it, do I have to spell it out for you? They're going to get married, man.
You're crazy, Martin. You're crazy, man.
Oh, yes. Look. I'm crazy. You're right, Tommy. I'm crazy, just like Mrs. Lionel Richie. I'm gonna kick somebody's ass.
It is so good to see you.
I bet it is.
Come on, I didn't expect to see you here.
I bet you didn't.
Keith, why don't you go get yourself something to drink, okay?
Great idea. I can use a little something.
What? What is your problem?
What is he doing here, Gina?
Martin, I told you, he is an old friend. He called me this afternoon and I invited him over. Martin, you cannot react like this with every old boyfriend of mine.
Oh, yeah? Well, then watch me, Gina.
Watch you? Right now, I don't even want to know you. Gina, come here, girl. You have got to introduce me to Keith Washington. He is fierce.
Sure, Pam, but don't get excited because he meets hundreds of women.
Oh, but he has never met Pam, okay? Just be quiet, go introduce us, and leave the rest to me. Okay.
Go!
Here he comes.
Keith. This is my best friend, Pam.
Oh, hi, Pam. Keith. So you're friends with Jim, huh? Are you gonna shake my hand all night?
Keith? Sorry, excuse me. Girl, that went so smooth.
What?
Look. Pass this out to some of the guests, all right? Go over there.
What?
Way over there. Father.
Gina.
Yes?
You have some great friends. Now I know why I left Detroit.
Gina! What a happening party! I mean, everyone's getting down! Well, introduce me to your famous friend here.
Keith, this is Bob from the research department.
What's happening? All right, all right. You know what? I have a big problem, man. I have to make her introduce you to me, man. What does that mean, Keith? That means I don't know you. And why? Because right now your career is right about here. All right? You want to go here, don't you? I'm sure you do, because everyone does, man. In order to get here, you need the hammer pants, man. Hammer! 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 You know what I'm saying? All right, man. Hey, that was freak. Whoa. Look at the bod on that chick. Excuse me. Think about what I said. Look at her, man. She used to look at me like that. All you have to do is know how to sing, and women fall all over you, man, no matter what you look like.
But he's good looking, Martin. I mean, the brother's got a great voice, and he's good looking.
And he's got a great personality, too.
Oh, oh, now everybody's in love with Keith. Go ahead, laugh, pretty boy. Laugh.
Hey, Gina. Get Keith to sing something for us.
Oh, yeah, please, Keith. Come on. Please, please, please.
Okay. I'll do it for you.
Okay, everybody can have your attention, please. I'd like to introduce an old friend of Gina's and a new friend of mine. Keith Washington.
Thank you. Y'all may not know this, but Gina and I used to sing together. We used to do a lot of great things together, too. Gina, I can't do this alone. Would you do this with me?
Oh,
yeah, you know, matter of fact, this is one of our favorite duets from the old days.
Closer I get to you, the more you make me shake by giving me all you got. Your love has captured me, yeah.
Sweeter and sweeter love grows. And heaven fed for those who fool the tricks on time with a heart of love, divine true love in a special way.
My brother, I know exactly what you feel. I've always loved that song. Except I just never felt comfortable about expressing myself until you showed me the way.
Cole, you stupid.
Over and over again, I try to tell myself that we could never be more than friends. And on the warm inside, I knew
it was around. The way you make me feel.
The closer I'm like,
baby, the more you make me see.
Yeah, me too.
Pulling closer, sweet as the gravity.
What's wrong with that guy? He is weird.
Martin is my boyfriend, didn't he tell you?
That wouldn't make sense. Now, I was talking about Janet from the choir on his radio show today, right? And he must have thought I was talking about you.
Oh.
Because he started tripping.
Keith! Yeah, man. You may have won round one, man. But I'm going to go the distance because I love Gina, man. So, I get it back, man, if it takes the rest of my life. So get used to this face, pretty boy. Because it's going to haunt your every waking moment. What'd you say?
Martin.
Hey, listen, I think you guys have a lot of things to work out. Hey, Bob, about those hammer pants.
Martin, could you explain to me why you're making a complete fool out of yourself tonight?
I don't mind being a fool when I'm a fool for you, Gina.
There's nothing going on between Keith and me. He was talking about a different girl, not me.
Well, why is he here, baby? To close the eye again.
Martin, he is a friend. Why are you acting so insecure? Why don't you believe me?
Because I found out you and him, he saw your birthmark, baby.
Does my past really matter? Because it has nothing to do with you. What you should be concerned about is you and me right now.
But look, just tell me one thing, all right? If anything did happen between you and Keith, and I don't want to know if it did or if it didn't, but if it did, baby, who was better?
You, Martin, you're the best.
Yes! Yes! Grab my ears. I knew it, baby. Oh, mommy. You go, girl. Oh, baby, I gotta make it up to you, all right? I did you so wrong tonight. I gotta make it.
What?
I got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I got the month of May.
Ooh, well, I guess you say, what can make me feel this way?
My baby.
My